Good morning, everyone.
Broker or?
Holding today on that iron. We hope indeed that Sabotage's eyes are doing well today. We're at the two bets on the top. And the last piece that we had to explain in the Lashon of the Mishnah is that Shnayim ein notlim rishut. Now, it said the Farish in the Mishnah that Hayu Shnayim osrim ze al ze. In which case, what's the point of saying that ein notlim rishut? Lomalim. Chiddush is that Botzrif af agav the Amr like Kniyam not laknot. You see, I would have thought that the only reason that we said that if you're mevatel reshus to shnayim doesn't do any good because the two are going to answer to each other, obviously. And so yesterday we said the chiddush is that if afterwards they go and one of them is then mevatel to the other one, so now basically the entire chatzer is owned all by one person. He's the only one that's there. So I would say that in that case you could carry. Says the Gemara yesterday, Kamashmalan, that even so you won't be able to carry. Why? Because at the time that they were mevatel reshus to the two, it was completely meaningless. There was no ability to carry, and therefore there was no ability to be kaina anything. What rights were you being kaina? Good. But now comes along the additional lashon to tell me that even if lechatchila, when they gave over to the two, they said, we're giving this over in order that it be given to one. You guys decide which one you want. So I would think in that case, then it was just a matter of a step. In other words, we're doing this in order that in the end it should be owned by one person, and he would be able to carry, so maybe then it would be okay. So kamash malan, that even though they said, you be kona almanat to give it to the other guy, it still isn't going to help. Because the mice at the time, they were marking it, they weren't being marked anything that had meaning. Because it wasn't really an effective way of giving rishus.
Is Brera involved in that at all?
No, because this would be a Brera that would try to justify a non-existing Kenyan by its possible outcome. I mean, that's not the same as Brera. How about if you have a lot of people that are here and you need to be Mevatel Rishos? One guy wasn't Mishtatek. There's four other people. Does he or does he not need to be Mevatel to every individual separate? That's my question. And Levi said before, Tosis points out that he obviously did not hear yet the Brisa that we had earlier, where it turned out that this was really part of the Machlokes Rebbeis and the Rabbanan. About how exactly this works. Right? Before we said that you are Tzarevato. Okay, so he obviously didn't hear that, because otherwise he wouldn't have ignored that whole sugi here. But anyway, so he asked now Rabba, what's the din? And Rabba told him, you do indeed have to be Mevato Rishus to everyone. Now that doesn't necessarily mean you need to go out to everyone individually and say, I'm Mevato to you, I'm Mevato to you. It could be that you could say to all of them together, I'm Mevato to you. Roshon Rabin. But certainly they all have to be recipients of that. You can't say, I'm about to the one of you, and he will be Makabal Rishus, Kilo it's his, and now his Erev will work for Rishus that wasn't his before.
They'll have to hear it
in
his presence?
However, but it needs to be given to you. It can't be that I'm giving it to one, and through that one, it now becomes Mutter to all. No, because the idea over here is I really can't use my Erev on a Rishus that wasn't mine. So this wasn't mine before. So now that wasn't all that stuff that I made here, as we'll see later. So therefore, if I'm mevatel to everyone, so then they all have rights. But one of them can't be kona that right for everybody else because it becomes his and his Erev doesn't work on it. That's the question. I mean, the mice said there were two approaches that we saw. She said, Tzarech Levatel Kol Echad V'Echad. So we asked now on this, how can you say Tzarech Levatel Kol Echad V'Echad? Now, in this question, we're going to bring a braita through which we will review once again all of the various aspects of Bitul Rishus. It's a little bit of a complicated braita, but it's a nice review of everything that we've done. So, Echad Shaloi Rev. And the rules are like this. One person who did not participate in an Eruv, Noten Rishuto Le'echad She'irev, can give his Rishus to an individual who did make an Eruv. Now, apparently, there were two people, otherwise, who did he make the Eruv with? So then, it certainly seems to be saying that one person who didn't make an Eruv can give to one of the people who made an Eruv. Now, how is he going to read that? So that's basically going to be a question on Rabba, right? Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. But we'll wait till we first explain the Braita before we get to the question. Shnayim She'irev. What's more, two people with an eruv can give their reshut to one individual who didn't have an eruv. That's the case of the Mishnah, where they can all be mavater, their reshut stay in. The only difference is that they don't become his guests, and therefore they themselves can't carry, but he can.
Even down to two, he said five are not guests.
I mean, whatever it is, it's one becomes guest to the rabbin, not the rabbin to the yochid. Shnayim shelo yirvu, notnim reshutam the shnayim sheirvu. Oh, le'echad shelo yirev. Now, two people who didn't make an eruv can give their reshus to two people who did make an eruv. Why not? Or to one person who didn't make an eruv. So now there's only one person that's living here. Avol ein echad sheirev, but an individual with an eruv cannot give his reshut to one shelo yirev for the simple reason that if echad sheirev made an eruv, he must have somebody to make it with, in which case there's another guy here. So what good will it be for me to give my reshus to a person who didn't have an eruv? Now he still won't have an eruv with the other guy. So not making things any better. Right? Now from here we see once again, very clearly, that the meaning of le'echad echad sheirev is one of the two people that had the eruv. Because, I mean, if it's literally only one person, which is echad sheirev, maybe something happened to the other guy, and now there's only two people left, then this wouldn't be true. Why wouldn't he be able to give his reshus to echad shelo yirev? It's a perfect case of the Mishnah. So it must mean, the problem is, of course, that when you say echad sheirev, then you're referring by definition to another person who remains anonymous here. And therefore, if I give away my reshus to the person who didn't have an eruv, the third person is still going to ask her, because you won't have an eruv with it. But in shnayim she'irvu, two people who have an eruv cannot go ahead and give their reshut to shnayim shelo yirvu, obviously, case in our Mishnah, because then they'll ask on each other. Vein shnayim shelo yirvu, two people who don't have an eruv cannot give their reshus either to shnayim shelo yirvu, because it won't do any good. That seems to be redundant. We're going to go through afterwards and explain what the chiddush is in each one of these steps. But in any event, getting to our business right now is to show that this braita proves that Rabbah doesn't make any sense. Katani mi es resha. It does say in the opening here as follows. Echad shelo yirev. Now, one guy who didn't make an eruv can give his reshus to one guy who did make an eruv. What do you mean, one guy who didn't make an eruv? Who do you make the eruv with? There's got to be another guy. Say, echidami, yidah lekachrina. But if there's no other person here, and that's why it says he only gave it to one of them, but if had there been two, Rabbah insists you have to give it to both of them, how could there not be another guy here? So, ba'adi man me'eruv, I understand. So then who did he make the eruv with if there's not another guy here? Elopshi, did he gachrina ba'adi? Clearly, there's someone else here, and it's saying someone who doesn't have an eruv can give his reshus to one individual of the two who had an eruv, which clearly shows le'echad sheirev that you don't need to give your reshus to everyone. Otherwise, we'd have to say l'shnayim sheirvu. Proof. That's a pretty good proof. So how's Rabbah going to get away with this one? Says Rabbah, well, obviously the guy made an eruv. It's just that the other fellow dropped dead in the middle of Shabbos, and now he's not there. So now comes along this other person here, and he has a reshus that he wasn't ma'arif with the one remaining person in the chatzah, so he can give it to him. But enochinami, if there were two people, you'd have to give it to both of them. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, that's not going to work. Either have you made, if you're claiming that the guy made an eruv, but then one of the partners in the eruv dies in the middle of Shabbos, how are you going to understand the seifa? As we pointed out when we read the seifa, Ema seifa, avol ein echad sheirev notenu shuto le'echad shelo yirev. One person who made an eruv cannot go ahead and give reshus to one person who didn't make an eruv. Now, by the way that Rabbah is explaining the resha, when it says one person who made an eruv, it means not one person out of two, but the remaining person after the other guy died, who had an eruv, cannot give his reshus to someone who didn't have an eruv. Why not? If the case were that there were two people and only one of them wants to give it to the guy who didn't make an eruv, then of course I understand. Why not? Because what good is it going to do? I'll give you my reshus. So you don't have an eruv with the other guy, so you're not going to be able to carry. But the way Rabbah was learning, there is no other guy. He died. So now why can't I give my reshus to this person? So clearly the Bryce is talking about that there is another person. So then by the same token, when we use the word echad sheirev in the resha, it also means there's another person. Nonetheless, when the echad shelo yirev gives reshus to echad sheirev, despite the fact that there's another one that was yirev with him, he doesn't have to give his reshus to everyone. He gives to one of them. Proves that Rabbah is wrong. You don't need to give to everyone. You give to one. See, the Havi you made, if the guy had a partner to the Erev, but he died, am I lo, then what would be wrong for someone who made an Erev to give his Rishus to someone who didn't have an Erev if there's no one else there? I don't understand. Is that, why shouldn't he be able to carry? El Pshita Diyite. Then the guy must still be alive. Amazing. Made an Erev before Shabbos and he's still here. Umina Seifa Diyite. Well, if the use of these words in the Seifa, Echad Sheirev, means with the presence of the other individual who had made the Erev with you, so then Reisha Nami Diyite. I understand. So then, isn't the case in the Reisha also, where the other guy was present? Nonetheless, it says Le'echad Sheirev, and I don't have to worry about giving it to both. I can give it to one. There you go. No, says Rabbah, Midi, I don't know what you call that a proof. Maybe, how could he eat it? Look, I mean, what's important over there is the fact that he made an Erev. It's true. In the second case, the case only works if the partner to the Erev is still alive. But in the first case, it only works if the partner to the Erev is not alive. Look, I know you think I'm crazy, but Teda, I'll prove it to you, because the Braita makes this evident by saying, look what it says in the Seif of the last part. It says, the Seif of the first part, it says, Shnayim Shelo Erevu. Two people without an Erev can give their Rishut, Notnim Rishutam, L'shnayim shi'irvu. Now, why does it say l'shnayim shi'irvu? Why does it have to be l'shnayim shi'irvu? Why can't it be l'echad shi'irev? I mean, after all, you're claiming that when you give rishus, you give it l'echad shi'irev, which means that there are two people there. But you only have to give it to one of them. And that by definition, the word echad shi'irev means there are two people to whom you're giving to one. So then according to you, why does it say that you give it to two people who had an erev? Whenever you give it to one person with an erev, there's two people with an erev. So don't try to tell me that I'm crazy. There's no other way to read that than that part. Why would it say l'shnayim shivu? You see from here, l'shnayim in, but l'echad lo. You cannot give it to an individual like you're claiming. You have to give it to both people. There's a bayah. Well, yeah, that's true. That piece is a little funny. But when it says l'shnayim shivu, it really means to one out of the two. L'echad min ha'shnayim. Oh, really now? So well, why does it just say to one? So Yaakov, listen to me, l'echad shirev. Why can't we use the word l'echad shirev or l'echad shiloh irev? Since it's the same thing as saying, according to you, l'shnayim shirevu, l'shnayim shiloh irevu, just as easily as said, l'echad shirev or l'echad shiloh irev. Kasha. Well, yeah, okay. I mean, true, that's a little bit iffy. But I mean, I think you're even more iffy. What's this business? There was an Erev, but the guy died. I mean, difficult to believe. All right, so now let's see. So we can't prove anything from this Braita. But let's see whether we could figure out what each clause would mean according to the two possible approaches. A bias approach that perhaps you won't need to give to each individual to be Mevatel Rishut. And according to Rabbah, it says you do have to be Mevatel Rishut to every individual. So the Braita begins like this. Echad shelo irev, noten rishuto le'echad shirev. Okay. According to Abaye, when it says le'echad shirev, it means to one out of the two people who made the Erev, the guy still survived, the ite, the other guy is here, finish being precisely the fact that you don't have to give it to both of them. You can give it to echad shirev, one of the two people. V'kamash v'an de'ein tzarech levatel rishuto kol echad v'echad. Okay? That's the Kiddush. The very raya that I was bringing against Rabbah from here is, in fact, the Kiddush of the Bride. Now, to Rabbah, you must admit that it's a very strange case. I mean, is it teaching us something? I made an Erev, then the Shutef and the Erev dies in the middle of Shabbos, and now the Bride just talks about that case sort of carelessly. Yeah, you know, in the regular case, the guy makes an Erev and dies. I mean, so what's the Kiddush then? Why make such a crazy case? Huh? According to Rabbah, the case has to be, as we've shown, Dahabe, he was there Erev Shabbat, made the Erev, and then he died. That's the only reason you can give Rishut to one person. Chiddush being, the lo gazvinan, zinan di'ite. And we don't have to make a gzera that maybe if the guy wouldn't have died, then the two, you would have gone ahead and you would have given to one of the two, thinking it's the same as giving to two of the two, because last time you gave it to one of the two and it was just as good. Of course, the other guy had been dead the last time. But you know how it is. Now, that's good for the Kiddush. We're not worried about the fact that it's possible in a case, even though it's very unusual, it's possible to give a bit or just to one person who made an error. How's that possible? Where the other person died? Okay. So you might think, since normally you can never be mevatel rishus to only one person, by definition, because if there's an Erev, there's got to be two other people besides yourself who wants to be Mevatel Rishut. Okay? Yeah, you won't get mixed up. You understand the difference between a case where this is a unique, that one person is left of those who made the Erev. That's the case. The next case in the write-up, is Shnayim Sheiravu Notnim L'Shutan Le'Echad Shelo Yireh. Isn't that obvious? I mean, it's one person now who has all the rights of a chatzar. Is there a big chiddush in Pshita? No, that's not so poshut, because look, Ma'adah came into Lo Yireh L'Kneseh. I mean, I might think that to give the guy who didn't make the Erev all the rights, you give him a kenas. You don't make an Erev, what's it? Therefore, everybody's going to be Balik Ratchada. You shouldn't have to worry about making an Erev. No siri, Bob. You don't want to make an Erev? You're not going to carry. Maybe. Kamashman, we don't make such a kenas. One person didn't make an Erev, the others can be Mavatatu. Okay. Next case is Shnaim Shelo Erevu, Notnim Rishutan, Vishnaim Shiravu. Okay, according to Rabbah, the point of that case was Gufa to prove that Abaya is wrong. Remember, that's how Rabbah shows, don't try to tell me that you could give your rishus to only one person. It says over here, Beferush, that you have to give it to both of the people, Shi'irvu. Therefore, from here, I understand that when it said in the Reisha, Le'echad Shi'irev, it must be that the other guy died. So the point of this case is to clarify the first case. So according to Rabbah Tana Seifa L'Gluya Reisha, the Seifa, this case is coming to prove that the original opening case, just in case you missed it, was talking about the guy dying. Because otherwise, the Braita would be ridiculously inconsistent. First it says you can give it to Echad Shi'irev, and then it says you have to give it to Shnayim Shivu. How do you explain that? The only way to understand it is that the first case was that the guy had died. And over here, the guy was alive, so you need to give it to both people who made the error. There's no other way to read it. According to Abaye, however, I mean, this was very problematic, this line. So, I mean, what is there, like a chiddush according to Abaye? Yes. Says Abaye, the case with Shnayim Shelo Irvu is still a chiddush. It's Srichale. Because you see, Salka Da'atech Amina Ligzad Yema'ati Levatuli Lohu. As we said yesterday, you might have thought that there's a Gezerah that two people cannot be Mavata Rishus because we're afraid that then they'll turn around, the other people who did have an Erev will turn around and give their Rishus to those two people without realizing that he's not going to achieve anything to give it to those two people because they're going to answer on each other. So in order to avoid that, we say in this bright a bit, Feirush, no, it's okay. The two people who didn't have an Erev can nonetheless give it to the people who did make an Erev. Now, the next case was, O Le'echad Shaloi Rev. What's that case? What's Le'echad Shelo Yireh? What could that possibly add? I mean, two people can give to two and they can give to one. I mean, why not? Of course. Le'echad Shelo Yireh, Lomali. Ah, because Hani Mili, you see, I might have felt like this. Two people who didn't make an Eruv are now going to give their Rishus to one person who didn't make an Eruv, which basically makes the idea of an Eruv obsolete. You see, all the other cases, somebody made an Eruv. So now, once that person makes an Eruv, the question is, what can we do to make things all right for him by being Mavato if you didn't make an Erev? Or could you give the Rishus to the guy who didn't make an Erev? But a case where nobody made an Erev, and now they're going to work it out between themselves that by being Mavato Rishus one to another, they're going to end up carrying anyway without an Erev. Oh, now wait a minute. So there, you see, all the other cases, at least somebody made an Erev. Over here, there was no Erev in the Chatzar at all. And now you're going to start using Bitta to take the place of the Erev. Ah! Liknesinu k'dei shelo tishtakach torat eruv? I could certainly have thought in such a case. The Rabbanan should say, no, sorry. No mechanism of bitul reshut in a case which comes to take the place of an Erev. There had to be at least a honest effort at making an Erev that would work. Kamash malan. That if there's no Eruv, you have another secondary mechanism of bitul reshut. Fine. Then continues the Braita. Aval, ein echad she'irev. Notein reshuto le'echad shaloi rev. That's rather obvious. If le'echad shaloi rev means by definition, the echad she'irev, I mean, means by definition, there's another guy here. Who else did he make the Erev with? So then if he gives away his reshus to somebody who didn't make an Erev, there's two people. And they didn't make an Erev with each other, so obviously it doesn't help. So, I mean, that's a two-year-old can figure that out. So what's the point? So le'abai, according to Abai, the point is very clear. To show you that Rabbah is wrong. And that the first case that used the same language means exactly what this case means, namely that the other person who made the Erev is alive and kicking, and that's precisely why it's not going to help you to give away your rishus to the person who didn't make the Erev, because your other friend who's alive and kicking is going to answer on it. So that clarifies what was meant in the Reisha. In the Reisha, when it said to one, it meant you don't have to give to more than one because he acts on behalf of everybody. But according to Rabbah, this case is crazy. So now, by Tanis Hevel Gula Reisha, what is it for Rabbah? For Rabbah, just sort of keep things parallel, keep it guessing, you know. Ida, the Tanis Reisha, Tanami Seifa. Okay, look. okay, you know, we have the equivalent case in the ratio, so we have this case of the sefer too. The ein shnayim she'irvu. Now, what is this one-upmanship over here with the size of the magnifying glasses? Well, soon we're going to start fighting about the size of the canes. What's going on here? You could think that this is a dachshomi for octogenarians or something. So what do we do now according to the two approaches? What's this last case? Ein shnayim she'irvu notnim reshutam l'shnayim shelo irvu. What does that show? Of course, ein shnayim she'irvu notnim reshutam l'shnayim shelo irvu. I mean, they can't even give it to one shelo irvu. One can't give it to one shelo irvu. So what does this prove? I mean, it said before that you can't be mevatel l'shnayim. And that, the bottle echad minayel l'chavre. The chiddush in this case is where one of them then turns around and gives it to the other guy. So now there's one person left in the chutz with all the right. Nonetheless, it doesn't work. Why? Ma'adatema lishtere. You might think at that point it becomes lishtere le, it becomes mutter for him. Kamash malan, as we explained yesterday. That kivan de be'idna de bati lo havele sharyuta ba'achatz. Since at the moment that he gave them the reshut to the two people, neither of them benefited in terms of getting now the rights to use the chatzah because there's still another guy. Kamash malanda, you don't have anything to give to the remaining guys. It won't help now for one of them to be mevater to the other one to be mevat the reshut. So therefore, kamash malanda, kivan de be'idna de bati lo havele sharyuta ba'achatz or lo. Okay, now, seems to me we've covered everything. What's this last piece? Ancient. Shnayim shelo irvu. Not nimeshutam the shnayim shelo irvu. I mean, that's totally obvious. Two people without an Erev are not going to be better off than two people with the Erev giving the riches to two people without an Erev. So what is that supposed to add? Hatu lamalim, and how many ways are you going to end up saying the same thing? What's this case telling you? This case is adding, even where there was a stipulation, at the time that I gave the reshut, two people come along, so, you know, we're being mevater our reshut to you two, and you are going to decide between you who's going to give it to the other one. But we're only giving you our reshut in order that one of you at least should be able to carry it. So you might think under those circumstances, they made it very clear that the moment that they're giving it over, it was a purposeful and meaningful nitinah. Being mevater reshut, ultimately, so one of you gets to carry it. So that might be business. You go ahead and be mevater one to the other. But we want our rishus to be bottled to you guys because we know you both have a kiddush to make today, so you take care of it. You might think in that case, since the giving over of the rishut was to allow carrying for one or the other, so then it should be useful even though at the moment that you gave it over, it wasn't meaningful, but it was meant ultimately to become meaningful. So there, I might think, the amre kni amanat lahaknot, where he said, you be koned in order to be giving it to the other one. Kamashman, that even in that case, there is no way to be mevatel reshus because there's no mechanism for bittul reshus unless it's being makna with the bittul reshus, the right to carry. And every year, it didn't give you anything with the actual bit. Okay, so we had a nice review here of all the possibilities with all the svaras and so on. End up with what is a machloket abaya v'rava about whether you need to be mevatel kolecha v'yachad or not. Boy, mine rava mi Reb Nachman. Rava asked Reb Nachman a very interesting question. Somebody is in a chutzner, did not make an Eruv, and he dies, leaving his property to his son. The son now wants to be Mavatel Rishus on Shabbos, but the son wasn't the one who could have made the Eruv before Shabbos. Uh-huh. Now, normally, we said, you could only make a do a bittel if you could have made an Eruv. Well, the son couldn't have made an Eruv, but we could view it as a Yoresh taking the place, basically. What's the difference? It's another name on the same deed, but it's the same reshus. So the Yoresh would be seen as an extension of the Morish, perhaps. That's my question. Yoresh mahu shiyavatel reshus. So heicha ti'i boili ruvim yetvol. There, where it's matzi ba'arev, getuli nami matzi mevata. Do we say that only in a case where a person wants to make an Erev yesterday, had he wanted to, he could have, then he can also be mevatel in mid-Shabbat. But, aval haik, even the boile ruvim yetvol lo matzi ma'arev, lo matzi mevatel. On the other hand, this fellow, the Yoresh, had he even wanted to make an Erev yesterday, there's nothing he could have done because it wasn't his to make an Erev with. So therefore, he cannot be mevatel either because bittul only takes the place of people who can make Eruvim. Dilma Yoresh kare de'avuahu. Or do we say that a Yoresh is an extension of his father and he simply puts another name on the estate and that's it? It's interesting, by the way, this is the only place in all of Shas that this language is used. And yet it has become a commonality to say the words bro kare de'avuah. There is no such mimer as bro kare kari de'avua. This is the point that we say Yoresh is kari de'avua, and the only time that it's mentioned. It's fascinating. It became like a whole concept that has all types of implications halachically. And here, it doesn't even mean it literally, because we'll see that the Gemara makes the case of a death of a ger, that anybody could be his Yoresh, exactly the equivalent of the Yoresh kari de'avua. So there's a fascinating sidelight for No, there's no kinyan. Kirusha takes the place. To be zocha, where there's more than one brother and so on, is a different issue. That's to be koveya, but the ownership is there. The ownership is immediate.
If he had had an eruv,
that's morasha kilat Yaakov. Kol mi shirotzeh yavov yitla. You don't have to get into any kind of discussion. It's yours.
Does the son get the rights to that
Erev? Yeah, an Erev doesn't become potel with Mishael. Anyway. Omar, Leis, Rav Nachman said to, let me tell you something. Ani Omer, Mevatel. My own opinion is, you do not have a problem here. And the son can be Mevatel just as if he's the father. But these guys from Shmuel's yeshiva always make problems. Ani debe Shmuel, Tanu. The people who come from Shmuel, they're saying over that, in Mevat. Let's see if we can bring a riot from a brighter. Zakla. Kol shebutar lemitzat Shabbat tutar lechol haShabbat. Wherever you've got something that was mutter for part of the Shabbat, we'll go through the cases in a moment, is mutter for all of the Shabbat. V'chol she'nesar lemitzat Shabbat, anything that was osir partially, nesar lechol haShabbat remains osir all of the Shabbat. There's only one thing that violates this rule. Chutz mimevatel rishut. Somebody who is mevatel rishut over there, situation changes in mid-Shabbat. Because at the beginning of Shabbat, they had no eruv, they couldn't carry. This guy now is mevatel rishut, he changes right in the middle of the day. Now they can. And if you're all mevatelin v'chozer mevatelin, then each person would be able, in turn, to exchange bitul rishiyot and have a complete change of status in mid-Shabbat. That doesn't follow the rule. But all other cases of heter of Shabbat, we'll see what we mean, does follow this rule. So now let's go through it piece by piece to get to what's bothering us. Koshu tar lemiktzat Shabbat mutar lechol haShabbat. Okay, what would that mean? Anything which became mutter partially for Shabbat remains mutter. Well, that's the typical case of an Eruv, where the Eruv, the criteria for the Eruv break down in mid-Shabbat, but nonetheless doesn't make any difference. For instance, let's say you had two chatzerot that had a doorway. They made an Eruv between them so that you can carry from one to the other. And then, in the middle of Shabbat, nistam ha-petach, maybe something collapses in front of the door. Now, they don't no longer have a doorway. Now, they still may have some windows that they could pass between the homes and so on. Can they continue? They couldn't have made an Eruv through a small window. It would have to be Arba al Arba, the size of the Petah. They're left without a Petah. Does the Eruv become canceled? No. Since it was Uter Lemiksat Shabbat, it was Uter for Chol HaShabbat, they could continue to carry between. Through the little holes, I said, through the little windows that are less than dollar. Of course, if they want to play ball, then they can also throw a ball from one to the other. It's really challenging because you can't see where the guy's aiming. You can only see the ball as it's coming over the edge. It's a whole new kind of game, let me tell you.
You spice it up by using a hand grenade that you've already, that would make it even more exciting.
That would keep even Richie up.
I'm sure that that's going to be quite mutar b'Shabbat.
How about the, were you asking?
Mirrors,
of course. So that would be the standard case, okay? Or irev derech halon v'nistam halon. Then when it says, that's the normal case. Now it says, zeh haklal means, okay, but you're talking about more than one case. What's the case I might not have thought would be included under that rubric, that having become mutter remains mutter? Oh, there's a big chiddush over here. The zeh haklal is coming to tell me about a mavui, where I was matir the mavui by having a korah or a lechi. If it loses its korah or lechi, it remains mutter, which is really a chiddush. Because over there, I would say, wait. I mean, it's one thing to say the place where you made the Erev, but it doesn't affect the Erev. I mean, over here, the Lechi or Korah is the equivalent of being, it's Mechitzes. It doesn't have its Mechitzes. No, it's a Takana that acts as a Takana through Mechitzes, but it's not really using Mechitzes. And therefore, even if the Lechi and Korah disappear, it remains Mutter, a Kiddush. No?
Didn't we have a case where the Lechi fell down, the rabbi was there, and he wouldn't let the guy bring the water, and he wouldn't rely on the palm tree, or something like that?
We did, to be continued.
Okay.
Yeah. How about the next case? Kol she'nesar lemiktzat Shabbat, ne'esar l'chol Shabbat. What's the case where it's usher that can't become mutter? Oh, that's the case that we had, where you had shnei batim, shnei tzidei rishut rabim. And now, remember the police came and they put up those little mechitzot on either side now. So over there, you would say, okay, if yikifum nochri mechitzah b'shabbat, so then perhaps it would be okay to carry through bittul from one of the homes into the newly created chatzer. No, you can't, because since bittul was not an option before, it was nesar, this area wasn't shayach for Eruv, just because in mid-Shabbat, now it suddenly becomes shayach for Eruv, and therefore I'd say, use your kayach of bittul. No, it was already nesar. Okay, and when you say zehaklal, you're saying even a bigger kiddush. What's the bigger kiddush? Latuye mai. That's latuye nochri shemet b'shabbat. That was the case where you had two Yisraelim and nochri echad. The nochri dies now in the middle of Shabbos, and now you want to be able to be mevatel. No, you can't do that either because it was already nesa. Okay, now then you say chutz. It's from Mevatel Rishus. Now, look, anybody reading this braita immediately thinks to himself, if we're coming to talk about the single case, where we violate the rule of having something that was doable on Shabbat being now defined by the beginning of Shabbat and not the end of Shabbat. Single case being Mevatel Rishus. You think to yourself, wait a minute, I need a Zaklau here too, don't I? Because there's another big kiddush, which is, if the guy dies in mid-Shabbat, we're over there, so you'd really think, I mean, that was defined by the beginning of Shabbat, for this guy, he can violate this rule by bittul. But his child, who didn't even have the option of an Erev, would not be able to violate the rule. If you want to tell me, even a bigger kiddush, no, his child could also have been mevatel in middle Shabbat, even though the child didn't own anything before Shabbat. Don't you think you'd have to say so? I mean, this is the whole point. You're coming to tell me the big exclusion from the rule that the beginning of Shabbos defines it laheterly is. So don't you have to say chutz mimavato reshus or zakla mavato reshus, meaning zakla lasuya, even the son of a mavato reshus. If you leave it like this, you certainly seem to be saying that there's only one case. The same man that could have made the Eruv is mavato reshus. But you're not going to go so far as to say that we can follow now a violation of the rule of tchilat Shabbat l'isr laheter, even that the son of the guy seems to be a riot from here. Ihu in yoresh lo, that only he could do it. His yoresh couldn't do it, because otherwise you'd have to say so, says the Gemara. Not. When it says chutz mevatel rishus, it doesn't mean the one who is mevatel rishus. When it says mevatel rishus, it means, this is how to understand it, chutz mi torat bitur rishut. In other words, the concept of bitur rishut is the only thing that violates this rule. How to apply the torat bitur rishus? I believe you apply it whether it's him or whether it's his son. Somebody wants to argue, let them argue. But don't bring a riot from here, because all it's saying is bitur rishus. The concept of bitur rishus doesn't follow the rules that whatever happened at the beginning of Shabbat ends up defining all of Shabbat. So from here we have no right. Okay, how about this case? Echad mibnei chatzer shemet. Somebody dies in a chatzer, leaving his property to somebody else. He leaves his property to le'echad min hashuk. So now there's a problem. So mi ba'od yom, if this guy died while it was still daylight, so then oser, because he didn't make an eruv. What is he now? He's out there in the shuk who suddenly owns the house here. So now we need an eruv. We don't have misha kashecha. However, if the guy died after Shabbos, since it was already hutar lemikta Shabbos, and oser, this new guy that comes in, he cannot answer it. So in a case where, even when they had made the Erev, let's say 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, one of the people who joined the Erev dies. Now it's owned by somebody new. Over there, the Kenyan of the Erev didn't take place yet, because the Kenyan of the Erev was only going to be at 5:30 at sunset. So in that case, either this guy makes an Erev before Shabbos, which of course is very unlikely, or it's going to remain us. Okay? But if the Erev was already Kena, so then already Kena, he doesn't aser now by changing the rishus. I didn't participate in the Erev. Hutter. Fine. Should that makes sense.
The guy's within walking
we'll see. We're going to talk about that in a couple of dafim from now. Yeah, he died. So now this guy owns the rights to his rishus.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's irrelevant as the rishus. What's relevant to us is the rishus. It's diurin that aser, not rishus that aser. So, but Moshe Baruch raised seized is a valid issue, but is the guy going to be using it? Is it just ownership? Isn't it a question of whether he's within range? Is he, all of these things we're going to talk about in the day after tomorrow. But in any event, he would answer. But if he died after Chashecha, the heir was already kaina enos. On the other hand, echad min hashuk shemet v'niach rishuto le'echad mibnei achatzer. And how about if someone who owned a home in this chatzer, he dies, leaving the rights to the home to his son who was living next door in his own separate house. The eruv that this guy had made when he thought his father was still alive did not include his father's home. He wasn't in charge of his father. He made an eruv for his rishus. You can't now ex post facto say that the eruv includes a rishus that wasn't mine at the time that I made the eruv. So what happens here is that one of the diurim suddenly expands his rights in the chatzar, and he never made an eruv on that expanded right that he had in the chatzar. So in this case, if it was b'yachad b'chatzari and he dies mibaod yom, so then eino ozer, because now this guy is making an eruv, but the moment that the eruv is chal with the shechinim, then it's going to be chal on everything that he owns, so it's fine. But mishecha shecha, over here, it's no longer possible for him to be ma'arev this rishos. Oser. What do you mean oser? Why oser? If he's a yoresh, and you claim that yoresh is just an extension of the previous rishos, so why would it be oser? Why couldn't he just go ahead and be mavato rishos? There's no problem here. Yeah.
You say that the rights pass to raisa compared to a child. The child has sort of the rights for the parents still living. Why wouldn't he?
Why does that follow?
Is that he's going to get the property when his parents
he's die. Going to get the same as getting. I mean, there's an awful lot of legal work being done on that issue.
There's a right.
So but the question...
It's
a good point. The Gemara is going to actually utilize that concept of a potential right very shortly. Maybe we'll even get to it today. Let's see how fast we can go. So in that case, there, Mishecha Shecha Oser, why, according to you, you believe, from Nachman, that you can go ahead as a Yoresh and be Mevatel. So why can't you now be Mevatel your rights on your dad's home? Even after Chashecha, Shamay Oser, Liftel. So, yeah, no, who said you can't? All it says is it's Oser, that it's not included in the Eruv. Did I ever say you can't be Mevatel? Oser means it, so you're Mevatel. That's all. May Oser, Nami Diktani, Achi Yevatel. But obviously, I mean, you can be Mevatel if you're Mevatel. It doesn't say over here it has to be Oser or Shabbos. Toshma. Okay, let me ask you about this case. A Yisrael and a Ger. Shruyim v'Megurachat. Here they are now, living in this, either a Megorah means a Goren, or literally, or just a way of talking about a Chotzer that they're working in together. So each one has his own room, and they're open into the middle section. So they need an Erev, obviously. The Ger dies mibaod yom. So if he dies mibaod yom, now what you would say is, if he dies mibaod yom, then if this guy gets his rishos, that's great. I mean, then he owns the whole thing in time for Shabbos. If another guy gets the whole thing, somebody comes in and is konet before he does, then he's going to need an eruv with the other guy. The price is the craziest thing. It says, Meit ager mibaod yom, afal pi shechzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav. Even though another guy got his room, oser. I mean, even though. Only because another guy, not even though. So the words don't even make sense. The price doesn't even add up. And obviously we're going to have to go and figure out what in the world it's trying to say. So, afal pi shechzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav, oser. Mi shechashecha, he died after dark, then afal pi shelo yechzik Yisrael acher, eino oser. It's totally crazy. It's the exact opposite. Eino oser. What you want to say is, even if another guy got his rishos, but since at the time of Chashecha they had an Erev and everything was kosher, I mean, I guess that's what you want to say. The way that it's stated makes absolutely no sense. Eino oser. You're going to ask me something from a braita that doesn't, there where one word doesn't connect to the next word. I mean, the braita itself makes no sense. How are you going to explain these words? Amrit. Mibaod yom, you start off by saying that what? That afal pisha is, what do you mean, even though another Jew was maxikid, he's aser. You mean, and if another Jew had not been maxikid, then he for sure would aser. Volomi boy kilo yitzik adarabah. It's exactly the opposite. Kilo yitzik, if nobody else got the rights to the rishus, so then lo asa, then of course there would be no problem. So what did you mean? Omer of Papa says, Rav Papa, obviously can't mean that. You should read this as saying, Afa pisha lo hechzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav. Oh, that's a brilliant solution, except for the minor problem of the fact that it says Alpha Pishahir. Well, Alpha Pishahir is a katonic. No, I'm not. I'm suggesting a reading here in which you'll need to insert a few words and understand it. I mean, it's forcing you to insert these words, because otherwise it's mad. Sorry, comma. The way to read it is like this. Alpha P. She Hizik Yisrael after me. Alpha P. We're going to add... Something wrong? Coffee comma. I haven't even said anything yet.
That's what we're saying. It sounds like you were reading.
Oh, boy, you mean what I was going to read. Right. Now we're deciding what I was going to read.
Rabbi said, Afal Pishahir.
You let me finish and then we'll see.
I just understood.
Rewind the tape.
I actually understood somebody else.
Afal Pishahir. The way to read this is that even though what it says is Afal Pishahir Zik Yisrael, Afal Pishahir first put in the words. Afal P that there was no chazaka mi be'odyo. It was a chazaka only meshe kashecha. Nonetheless, and this is Abba's Torah, the meaning of the words, the afal pi indeed is going on what you would have thought. Your immediate, your mind races ahead and says, afal pi shelo hichzik, right? Then when it says, shehichzik Yisrael, it means Abba's Torah. Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael, he could have been machzik previously, but wasn't. So he was really only now machzik indeed, Misha Kashecha, but he could have been Mazik. So the Hirsik Yisrael is that this was open for grabs, but he didn't actually go ahead and take it. That's what it means. So Afa Pisha lo yechzik mi ba'odyom ela Misha Kashecha, kivan da havi leila hachzik mi ba'odyom, Abba's meaning, since there was over here the potential, and he had that right at the time to walk in and take it, that is sufficient for him to aser, because this rishus being open for grabs, and now in fact being inhabited by somebody else, asers it. So also mishach, and therefore he asers since he could have been. And then the next piece that says mishach hashecha afal pi shalo hitzi Yisrael acher eno oser. How do you read that? Afal pi shalo hitzi. What are you talking about? Afal pi shalo hitzi. I mean, if somebody else had been matzki hitzi. Now what? That then it would have been better? Adarabah. Ki Yitzik Asur. It's not Afal Pishalo Hizik Yisrael Acher. If he had been Machzik, he would have answered. You're saying, Afal Pi Mishakashek Afal Pishalo Hizik Eino Oser. What does that mean? Afal Pishalo Hizik Eino Oser. I mean, if he wasn't Machzik, he wasn't answering. But if he had been Machzik, then he would have answered. So what are you telling me? You just got finished telling me that since he could have been Machzik before, he would answer even if he's Machzik afterwards. What possible meaning is there in such an absurd statement that if he died afterwards, even though nobody else was Machzik, he wasn't going to answer? It's because nobody had been Machzik that he didn't answer. Not even though. That means even though someone was Machzik. Except it says Afal Pishalo. But again, the words that are in the Braita are referring to what could have been. In other words, read it like this. Okay, comma. Af al pi, in actuality. Now insert these words. Af al pi, in actuality. She hizik meshech hashecha. The next words being shalo hizik, meaning, kivan de lo havi leila hazik, since it was not available for chazaka when? Earlier, because the guy was still alive. Eino oser, therefore it does not answer, even though he ended up, yes, being mazik in it. That's what it means. So according to Rapapa, the words that are stated, hirzik or lo hirzik, are what could have been, not were. That's the only way to understand it. The reason that the Braita puts it this way is because indeed it's built around Abba's principle. What could have been is the way in which we define the heter or iser on this particular area, because this is a rishus that's beckoning, so to speak, for anybody. So at that moment, it becomes usher as if somebody else is there. But let me just ask you something. There's somebody else that's there. Why is it usher? Why isn't he just mevatel? Because isn't he the equivalent of a yoresh? The guy owns it before. He dies. No. So this guy took over. So you're saying, oh, no. It's usher. What do you mean? Why is it usher? Why can't he just go ahead and mevatel rishus? So apparently, what we see from here is that you cannot go ahead and take over. My oser, nifta, answers Reb Nachman. My oser, namin diktoni, achi vatel. Where did it say that he can't be mevatel? He asers until bitel. All it's trying to define in this braita is the fact of the possibility of the ownership having taken place before. demands an Erev. You didn't make an Erev, Bimavato. That's not the problem here. We don't say that since I wasn't Mazik before, I couldn't have made an Erev. No, you're Mazik now. So you're taking the place of the guys who Shus and Mila Shabbos. It's fine. Therefore, according to Rav Nachman, the same territory we said before, the use of the word Oser is not coming to tell me Oser Bebito. It's coming to tell me Oser Belobito. Here's that a ger, anybody can be Zochim. Okay, let's do our brief chazor over here.
Those who need this is Barnea's envelope. I'm not Barnea.
The ain notlin reshut. Lomali lo tzricha afagav the amalei kini al menat lahaknot. Boy minei abaye mi rabba. Hamisha shishurim b'chatzer achat v'shachach achad miyam v'lo yireh. Kishu mevatel reshutot, tzarich levatel lekol achad v'yachad alo. Amalei tzarich levatel lekol achad v'yachad. Eit ve'echad shelo yireh noten reshutot le'echad shireh. Shnayim shirvu notim reshutam l'achad shelo yireh. Shnayim shelo yirvu notim reshutam l'shnayim shirvu o le'echad shelo yireh. Abal. In echad shirev, notin reshuto leechad shelo yirev, vein shnayim shirvu, notin reshutan leshnayim shelo yirvu, vein shnayim shelo yirvu, notin reshutan leshnayim shelo yirvu. Anyway, but katani mia, the opening case, echad shelo yirev, notin reshuto leechad shirev. Now, ekidami, idol lekachmin bahadei, what do you mean shirev? There's nobody to do it with. Elopshita, the ikachmin bahadei, the phantom, who we don't talk about. And nonetheless, Ketani le'echad she'irev, says Rav, how come I askina that he made an Erev and the guy died? What? Either have you made a masefa. Avo in echad she'irev, no tenu shuto le'echad she'lo irev, why not? If he's dead, what's wrong? No, my love. Elav shita de'ite, umid ha'sefa de'ite, rishonami de'ite. Nah, says Rav, be the irev. Haki de'ite, haki de'ite. Teidan, I'll prove that Abai is wrong. Ketani sefa de'resha, Shnayim shelo yirvu, notim reshutam l'shnayim shirvu, okay? Shnayim, not echad. Abaye? My shnayim le'echad mitoch ha'shnayim. So then he achim l'tne le'echad shirev, or le'echad shelo yirev? No, gosh. Echad shelo yirev, notim reshutam le'echad shirev, l'abaye is talking about a case to eat it. Chidish being deim tzarek levatel reshutam kol echad v'echad. The rabbi is talking about that he died, and the chiddush is the lo gazrinan, that zin and diite, and you'll end up giving it only to one, and that won't be good. Next case. Shnayim shirvu notim mishutam le'echad shelo yirev pshita. Ma adetem akivin de lo yirev liknesei kamashmalan. Okay. Shnayim shelo yirvu. Notim mishutam le'shnayim shekein yirvu. Chiddush is what? The rabbi tanasev le'glu yareshim, if the other guy wasn't alive. La'abaye, shnayim shelo yirvu is a chiddush. The socket that's coming to l'gzor dima ati, Livituli lahu in return for their bittul to them. Kamashmalan. Okay, next case. Ola echad shelo yirev, lamalan. Because ma the tem hanim ili echad mikzatan yirvu mikzatan shelo yirvu. But echad if kulam lo yirvu, liknesinu kide shelo tishtakach torat yirvu. Kamashmalan, even so. Next case. E aval in echad shirev, notem reshuto le echad shelo yirev. Ha! La'abaye, that's the whole point, to show the other guys alive. The rabba, it's just agav. I did a ton of reisha, ton of nami sefer. Next case. Ein shleim shivu notim mishutan et shleim shelo rivu. Hotu lomali. Halo tzricha de bota leichad minayel lechadre. So there I would think, lishter elei, kamashma, kiva de bida de bota. Lo havi leisha yuta ba'al chotzer lo. Next case. Ein shleim shelo rivu notim mishutan et shleim shelo rivu ashrobna. Hotu lomali. Lo tzricha domer kni amanat laknot. Do we say, he also is lo matzim avato? Oh, Dilma, the Yorish is just an extension of Abu. But the Tani, the Veshmuel, they make problems. And they say, he mevato. Means what? Gagon, he raved derech hapetach, v'nistam hapetach, or he raved derech halon of arba al arba, v'nistam hachalon. The zaklal is to tell me, even a case of mavri, she need to look or otav al chayav. כגון שני בתים בשני צדי רשות הרבים וכיפום נוכרי מחיצה בשבת. And the Zach Lal is to tell me that even make nokri b'shabbat, but in any event, katani chutz mimavato rishud, which means only him, not the yoresh. Ima chutz b'torat b'tur rishud. Whomever it applies, him, yoresh, whatever you hold. Eitze echad b'mechatzer shemek v'niach b'shvito lechad min hashug mi ba'od yom oser mishachashichay no oser. אחד מן השוט שמית, וניח רשותו לאחד מן החצר, the opposite is true. מי בעוד יום אינו עושר, כזה זה קורא לי ערב. מי שחשיכה כן עושר. Why? He can always do bitter. Yeah, מי עושר נעמי, דקטני. עד שיבטל, of course. תשמע, נשרו וגר שרונים במגורה אחת, מת הגר. מי בעוד יום, אף הפי שיחזיק ישראל אחר בנכסיו עושר. מי שחשיכה, אף הפי שלא יחזיק ישראל אחר. Eino oser. What's it supposed to mean? I'm going to be ba'od yom afa pisha. It's like what? And it would be even clearer. Kilo yitzik adarabba. Kilo yitzik, who's going to answer? Amr fab. No, it means afa pisha lo yitzik. It says afa pisha yitzik. Obi kama. Afa pisha lo yitzik at the time, and he was only makin misha chashecha. Kivan da havele lahavzik mi ba'od yom oser. In the next case, misha chashecha afa pisha lo yitzik yisro lakra eino oser. What's that supposed to mean? Afa pisha lo yitzik. What do you mean? And it would be even more if he was Ma'asik. Not Arabic. He Yechzik, we said that it is, maybe. Us at the time he's Ma'asik. Amr of Papa, Ema Afa Pisha Yechzik. Afa Pisha Lo Yechzik Atani. Hokikoma, Afa Pisha Yechzik, Mishecha Shecha, but, Kivan Dolo Havi Le Lahak. That's what the meaning is of the words of Lo Yechzik. Mi Bod Yom, Eno Oser. Now back to our issue. Katani Mias Risha. Oser? Am I Oser? Niftal at this point, ain't a finami. My also nami de tony. Archie Vatel. Fine.